Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so we quickly go into today's word. We try as much as possible to compress it so that we can be prepared like Elijah. And we will be empowered just like Elijah to take delivery of our expectation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We started the month looking at the series, The Blessing of Abraham. The first Sunday, we look at the purpose of the blessing. Because we have the understanding that if you don't understand the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. If you don't understand why you have a property, for example, the probability that you will abuse it is very, very high. And so we look at the reason why God gave us the blessing. And we also said we have to understand that the blessing and blessings are different. We are talking about the blessing, we are talking about the blessing of Abraham, also called the blessing of God. And it is this blessing that God gave us, as according to Genesis chapter 1, starting from verse 26, that when God made man, he blessed him, or he baraked him, or he empowered him. Hallelujah to Jesus. And without the blessing, it is impossible, it will be impossible to fulfill destiny. Hallelujah. We also have the understanding that when man sinned and disobeyed, the blessing was chained to curses. And to be blessed means to be empowered to succeed, and to be cursed means to be empowered to fail. Every trace of curse in your life expires by the blood of Jesus today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile. Everyone that dares to curse you, the judgment of God come against such person in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Brethren, I want us to understand that curses are real. Hello? Curses are real. But blessings are as much as real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Curses are so real. The Bible said, curse, curseless shall not be. That was what last week we looked at the subject of obedience. That when you disobey, because the Bible said that curse, curseless shall not be. Whosoever breaks an egg, serpent will bite. Curses could not find expression in the life of humanity until man disobeyed. And so the only way for curses to prevail in a life or in a lineage is when they continue to live in disobedience. And so take the word of God seriously. But today, we want to quickly look at the blessing of Abraham and the prayer connection. See the prayer connection. The prayer connection. Children of God, I want us to understand that if you are not praying, you are playing. That is the reality. You will never see any great story in the scripture that is not given to prayer. Hannah's situation will have remained the same. She will have died childless, if not for the issue of prayer. She refused to take the status quo. You know the status quo? Let it just be. Because they will give you excuses for taking it like that. For example, we are made to understand that when you go to a certain place, because of your lineage or because of your racial background, they will tell you that you can't rise above certain level. But that is a lie from the pit of hell, because the word of God says, God is not a respecter of persons. Hallelujah. God is not a respecter of persons at all. At all. And so, but when you receive the status quo, okay, it is normal, or because that is what is happening in that environment, I accept it, then nothing will happen. When Hannah said, no matter what, maybe the expert have told her, you know, you are getting old, it cannot change. But she refused. She went to Shiloh and waited upon the Lord and prayed and prayed and prayed. You know, that was not the first time she was going there. It was the time she said, enough is enough. I won't return the same I came last year. It was then that her situation changed. Thank you, Jesus. So don't watch what you don't want. Don't watch that situation and say, no, it's just normal. It is not normal. Anything that is not good is not from God. If that thing is not good, it's not from God, sir. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that when God finished the creation, he looked at everything and he said, it was good. Is sickness good? So it cannot be from God. Hello? Is weakness good? It cannot be from God. Is poverty good? It cannot be from God. Hallelujah. I want us to wake up to this reality, especially in this year of blessing, and rise up to our expectations and labor in the spirit. Because the Bible says that since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent one taketh it by force. He gave them the land. He said, go and possess it. But he said, contend forward with him in battle. He didn't say, go there and watch it. Huh? They would have waited up till now. They would never be able to possess any inch of the promised land. They fought for every square meter that they got, sir. Up till now, it's easier not still fighting. Hello? Have you been listening to your news? Just because somebody declared that Jerusalem is headquarters, look at the waves that he created, the land that was given to them by God. Some people are still fighting over it up to now. That is to let you know that your inheritance in Christ Jesus is real. It's more real than anything. But you have to contend with the devil that is interested in it. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the word of God. Luke chapter 18. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reading here to be fast. Starting from verse 1, the Bible said, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always steward, ought always to pray and not faint. If you have your Bible, you see that it was written in red in that place. Which means, who was speaking there?
Jesus
was speaking. He said, men ought, Luke chapter 18, starting from verse 1, he said, that men ought always to pray and not faint. What does it mean to faint? To become weak. You know, some people, they can pray for 1 hour before. But now, he prayed for 5 minutes. He said, I don't know what to say again. Every devil that is pouring water on your prayer altar, I curse that devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that the path of the just is as the shining light. Word, brighter and brighter until the perfect day. If a man is praying for 5 minutes and is dozing, you have to what? To pray for him. Something is happening, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, man ought always to pray and not fail. He said, saying, there was a city, in a city, a judge, which feareth not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. That's verse 7. I said, and shall not God avenge his own elect? We cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Say, God will avenge me speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God of heaven will deliver that victory to you speedily this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Maybe there are some things you are expecting even in the next 7 years. But this year, it will show up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, he will avenge him speedily. He said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Because people will begin to give excuses and they will not for not praying. He said, he continually asking, give me my thing. What then is prayer? We have said it before. You know, prayer has many definitions. Of course, you can say that prayer is giving heavenly license, earthly license for heavenly intervention. That means calling on God or on heaven to invade a situation on your behalf. That's prayer. But in this context, want to define prayer as laying hold on the word of God or laying hold on the covenant to enforce the delivery of your inheritance or your redemptive right. Hello? What is inheritance? Something that you inherit. Hello? Something that was just being passed on to you from your lineage. Hello? Not because you work for it. And the same way, our inheritance in Christ Jesus was being passed unto us. Not because we work for it, but because our Father gave it to us freely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you read your Bible, it says New Testament or Old Testament. What's the meaning of Testament? Testament means we. Hello? What is it? A covenant or your right. We. You know, when somebody wants, when he's getting old, 120, 100, he calls his lawyer, can you make my will? It is his inheritance. Hello? Something that was passed on to you. That's what it is. And so, prayer is lay hold on the word of God to take delivery or to collect your inheritance that belongs to you. You remember that even in natural, one of the greatest fights that happen around people is when it's as a result of Ijaogun in Yoruba. How do you call it in English? You know, when people are fighting over properties. Is it a normal I will beat you, I will slap you fight? No. Even sometimes they go to spiritualists, they consult herbalists because they say, oh, this one wants to cheat me. My father has two houses. They say, I shouldn't come there. I will go and fight him back. If people can fight like that for physical inheritance, what of your inheritance in Christ Jesus? That is more real than that. And so, prayer is laying hold on the word of God to take delivery of your inheritance. Your inheritance means that it belongs to you. All the redemptive benefits belong to you. Hallelujah. At least by now, every member of this church will remember and you should know all those redemptive benefits because we treated it the whole of last year. Bible said that with joy you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. The wells of salvation contain all the redemptive benefits. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it is your right in Christ Jesus. You are not supposed to beg for it. You are not supposed to beg for health. You are not supposed to beg for prosperity. It is your right in Christ Jesus. Hello? 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 Are you afraid to prosper? No. People are abusing it doesn't mean that you shouldn't prosper. That is will for you. Jesus died for that. Hello? The Bible said that for our sake it became poor that I will become rich. Hello? So you have to be rich. Hello? The fact that some other people are abusing it doesn't mean that you should not have it, because disuse is not the correct, it's not the correction for abuse. Do you say because people are abusing gun or they're abusing knife, you won't use knife? You won't use it. It's your right. Hallelujah to Jesus. So health is your right, wealth is your right, sir. Every friend of Jesus, every friend of God in the scripture, they were rich. Abraham was rich. We're talking about the person of Abraham. Hello? I'm not saying, okay, oh, poor Abraham. Did you ever see that anything like that in the scripture? No. Oh, he left plenty for his children. As the Lord liveth, you will not beg for bread in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your sin after you will never beg for bread in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But remember, prayer is laying hold on the word of God to enforce the delivery of your redemptive right or your inheritance. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Then, why do we have to do that then? It's because there is a spirit that was interested or that is still interested in what you have. You remember that when he sinned from heaven and he was changed out of heaven, he started floating. He didn't have a home. So the only way he could get a place to rest is to deceive man, because he was after the blessing. Hello? The blessing is what empowers man to be in the image of God. And so he was after that. So he came to the garden to deceive the man to get it. And that to tell you that the blessing is so important. Thank you, Jesus Christ. And so where do we pray? We pray to lay hold on that inheritance because there is a spirit that wants to contend with it. But as the Lord leave it, your own expectation will be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, say, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Timothy 2:8, he said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere. Where?
Everywhere.
Say, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Also understand that we have to pray because the Bible says that since the day of John the Baptist, until now, hallelujah.
Amen.
I say 1 Timothy 2:8 and 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Thank you, Jesus. Then Matthew 11:12. Say, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent one taken it by what?
By force.
Taken it by what?
By force.
Taken it by what?
By force.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, by force, by fire. It's by force, by fire. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just look at a few examples of people that prayed in the Bible to get the results. Let's look at the example of Jacob. Because somebody may say, oh no, but do I really need it to pray? I'm already blessed. Yes, Jacob was directly from the lineage of Abraham, biologically. But look at what happened to him. He, when he started, even before he was born, when mama was carrying the pregnancy, you know the prophecy that came. He said, the elder one will serve the younger one, isn't it? But look at what this man passed through. He kept on suffering and suffering and suffering. He traveled abroad in court because he left his father's land to work for one man. This man reduced his salary. How many times? 10 times backwards. The blessing was supposed to be empowering him to make it, but he kept on enduring sorrow. You will not endure sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Proverbs 10:22, he said, the blessing of the Lord maketh it and added no sorrow. That sorrow means toiling. He kept on toiling. He kept on walking, but nothing was worth. He was walking around him. But at the point, he decided to return home. Genesis chapter 32. Thank you, Jesus. He decided to return back to his father's land. I said, no, enough is enough. Genesis 32, verse 22. The Bible said, and he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants. Genesis 32, verse 22. And his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. You are going to be left alone. You'll be left alone this whole week to intercede. You know what? He put comfort aside. He put his wife and his children in one corner and said, no, I want to contend for that thing that belonged to me. Hallelujah. One of my cousins one day, we were just talking, and said, he was just sitting and, you know, being sober. And one of our friends came and started pushing him. And he reacted angrily. And then I said, why are you angry? He said, it's only madman that is always jumping around every time. Because every man needs a time when you need to sit down and think about your life. He was thinking about his destiny. Because at that point, he was far much older than us, almost 10 years older than us. But he was the least amongst us. So he was tired. He said, no, I can't continue. This one finished. Bam, he got job. This one finished. Bam, he bought car. How can I continue? But thank God for him now. It's never the same. Yeah, it's a time when you need to be left alone. When you need to separate yourself and lay hold on your inheritance. And as you are doing that this week, testimony shall abound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said, testimony shall abound in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Bible said,
And Jacob was what? He was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the day, until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he tore the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Now verse 26 said, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. That same word, Barak, that God gave man, was the same word there. He said, I won't let you go until you empower me to be what God has created me to be. No, enough is enough of backwardness. Enough is enough of being turned into a guinea pig by the doctor, checking and taking blood samples day by day. No, enough is enough. Hello, react angrily from within you that no, enough is enough. I am not a guinea pig for the doctor. Hallelujah. Say enough is enough concerning career failure, because from the beginning it was not so. No. Enough is enough. Enough is enough of marital failure. Enough is enough that your generation is struggling. Enough is enough, because from the beginning it was not so. Even if your pagan prayer made a mistake, the Bible said that cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be upon the Gentile. Therefore, that curse has been nullified when Jesus died. When he was crucified on the cross, when he said it was finished, that day, that curse is expired, sir. You know, when you go to apothec, will you ever find an expired drug there? No! No! Once it is expired, it must be taken from the shelf. If you go to supermarket, once a product expires, it must be removed. Therefore, the every hold of causes in your life expires today in the name of Jesus Christ. Causes are real. There was a time I looked at something happening in my family, and I saw it upon every first son. And I happened to be the first son. And I saw the manifestation of such thing, signs of it. I said no. You know what? Even with my little understanding of the scripture, I broke every record there by the hand of God. I said no, it must expire. It must expire. Hello? Every hold of any curse in your life, I curse it within the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, there is no reason under the heaven why you should be under. No! Refuse to be not to be under. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and said unto him, what is thy name? That's verse 27. And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall not no more. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob. You know what the meaning of Jacob? Jacob means that now verse 28 now. Genesis 32, now in verse 28. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. You know the meaning of Jacob? Jacob means a supplanter, a deceiver. He said, no more. Your name shall not be called Israel. Israel means the prince of God. You will receive a change of name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Change of name means new identity. New identity, that you will be blessed in such a way that before they conclude that issue in your family, they will wait for your input in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know when they say something to somebody, don't worry, we brief him. It means his contribution cannot make any difference. That's it. But when they say, we can't conclude though, let's wait for Mr. X or Mr. Y. You will be enlisted among that category from today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your working place, before they conclude any issue, they will wait for your contribution in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, thy name shall no more be called Jacob but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and you have prevailed. You shall prevail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bible said, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him. Remember, he said, bless me. Hallelujah. Because prayer is not just exercise. Oh God, shake your head. You are sweating for nothing. No, sir. Hello? If you come to me and say, okay, pastor, bless me. Hey, give me something. I say, what do you want? Hello? And when you tell me, you say, it's just like my son will say, Papa, I want that thing. If you say no, you come back and ask again. If you say no, you come back and say, I must answer to this boy. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the same way, Jacob said, no, I won't let you go until you bless me. And Bible said, and he blessed him. You will get results in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse 29 said, that is Genesis 32, verse 29. He said, and he blessed him. He baraked him. He empowered him. You will be empowered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. That's an encounter. That's an encounter. What? You know what gave birth to this? He refused to give up. He refused to accept the status quo. He refused to accept what the expert said. Because the expert said, you know, you understand the situation. Because you are a twin, your daddy shared the thing into two. Don't take it like that. They say, no, I won't take it, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 32, 22 to 32. That is it. During the week, you can make warfare with that. And say, no, as Jacob prevail, I will prevail. You will prevail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because of our time, let me just mention some other examples. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Jabez. Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through to 10. Jabez prayed. Bible said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Remember, the Bible said that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And so, this boy, our man called Jabez, was a lineage of Abraham. And Bible said concerning Abraham, he said, you shall be blessed, and all your generation shall be blessed. But he looked at his life. He could not see that blessing in his life. All he could see was sorrow. Remember, the word sorrow is toiling. That is working a lot and making little progress. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. No, if you look at some people back in our country, I used to look at those people that fetch water, that put those sticks on their neck. Do you know? They fetch water and labor, but they do and they air peanuts. In fact, most of them, they only succeed in making enough to eat for that day. Hello. In fact, there was a time I saw one woman. You know, her own business was that she was using her money to buy that thing so that they would come and rent from her. So they were so poor that they couldn't even afford that thing. What do they call that thing? That garawa, they can't afford it. That is not God's plan for man, sir. That was not what Jesus died for. That was not what he went all the way to Calvary to suffer for. Every trace of lack in your life expires today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, let us wake up, sir. Let us wake up. It's not normal that we, especially people of brown color, get to a place and we are being treated as below. From the beginning, it was not so. Do you know that if you read your Bible very well, the three children of Noah, the one that made it first was the dark one among them. The one that built the first city, Nimrod, was a dark man, sir. Abba. So we are not using it. It's not from God. This is a lie from the pit of hell to keep us under. Refuse to be under the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's not normal. It's not normal. He said, Jesus said, you are a city that is set on the hill. How can you be pitied? Say, I refuse to be pitied. Thank you, Jesus. So Bible said, Jabez was named that name, given that name by his mother. Why? His mother didn't understand what the meaning of it, what the implication of it. Maybe she had issue with her husband. Maybe she had health problem during the pregnancy or challenges. The Bible did not tell us exactly what happened. But she named this boy Sorrow. So every time he goes around, he says, oh, his colleagues, when they are playing with him, he says, oh, hey, oh, Jabez. They were prophesying that name in his life. Jabez, Jabez, Jabez. Until one day, he said, no, enough is enough. Just like Jacob. And he contended with the situation. How did he do? Bible said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coat, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. You see, second example now. Bible said, Jacob said, bless me, and he was blessed. Jabez prayed. Bible said, God granted him that which he requested. So prayer is meant to graduate into answers. Hello? It's better you don't pray than just praying without expectation. It's foolishness. Hello, sir. Pray with expectation that yes, this prayer will be answered. Thank you, Jesus, sir. Many other examples. Look at Ezekiah, the king. In Isaiah chapter 38. Isaiah 38, 1 through 6. We won't read that one. When you get home, you can read it. Isaiah 38, 1 through 6. You see that Ezekiah repeated the same thing. He laid hold on the word of God. You know, the prophet came to him and said, the Lord said, this sickness that you are passing through, you won't survive. Ah, I won't survive? Ah, it's impossible. You know what he did? He went back to the book of record, because the Bible said a child that will die at what? 75. He wasn't yet 75. So he went back to God and cried unto God. He cried unto the Lord God of heaven and challenged that sickness. I wanted to cut him forth. And what happened? The situation was reversed for his favor. Hallelujah. What would have happened to that king, Ezekiah? They would have buried him. But he refused. The violent taken it by force. Another example. Thank you, Jesus. Daniel. Daniel said, Bible said in Daniel chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. Can you still take it? Hallelujah. We take communion now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 through to 7. Daniel 9. Chapter 9, verse 1. It said, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. So in the first year of his reign, he said, I, Daniel, understood by what? Understood by what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember at the beginning we said, prayer is laying hold on the word of God or on the covenant to take delivery of your expectation or your inheritance. You see that what Jacob did was that he laid hold on the promise of God and said, no, this is my right, give it to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The king Ezekiah, he did the same thing. He laid hold on the promise and got what he expected. Jabez laid hold on the promise. The same was what Daniel did. Bible said, I, Daniel, understood by book, which means he sat down, he was studying the Bible. Hello. And that's why you need to know your inheritance before you can ask for it. If you go to Forsaken Casa, for example, and you ask for your right, something that you're supposed to have, and the person said no, do you say, okay, thank you? No. You tell him, they know. I have right to this thing. Hello? And if he refused, that's why you see that if they send any paper to you, if you read further down, they will say, if you're not contented with this decision, get back to us and they give you some date. Appeal. That's the meaning. Hello? Appeal. Don't take it like that and say, okay, it's my Lord. I don't know. The devil just keep you under. Hello? That's why you have to be versed in the scripture. Be know your right. Hello? Thank God for one man of God. He said, in the Revelation, he saw himself being packaged and in the coffin. And the devil said, I finished you, you are dead. He said, he laughed. Will a man that is dead be seeing himself in the coffin? He said, see now that the devil, your head is not correct. It means you are even so dumb. He went away. He said, he didn't even pray about it. He's still living up to today. Somebody will say, Mugbeo, I'm in trouble. They say, I will die. And we start going around confessing, I will die, I will die, I will die. Hello? Know your right. Hello? Know your right in Christ Jesus, that supernatural health is your right, sir. God is not going to teach you anything through sickness. Oh. God will not teach you anything through poverty even. Because from the beginning, poverty was not so. Hello? How will poverty teach you? He won't teach you. Because if you mismanage a phone now, and they don't teach you how to manage it really, they give you another one, you still mismanage it. That's why if you take all the money today in the prosperous world and take it to the where they are suffering, give them a few years, it will still end back in the place where it came from. Because they are not poor because of anything, they are poor because of the way they have been managing things. Hello? That's why the Bible made it very clear that everywhere where there's mismanagement, they will end up in penury. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And so Daniel understood by book that his nation, they were supposed to spend only 70 years in captivity and go back home. He looked at his calendar. Hey, 70 years. Ah, so one thing you know, they've been teaching us for long. It's time to go home. And so he set aside 21 days to fast for the release of his people. I said, now, this slavery must end now. Enough of this slavery, Lord. Enough of this slavery, Lord. And the Bible said that as he was praying, immediately he prayed, heaven answered. You know what happened? The Bible said the prince of Persia. You know the prince of Persia? These people that were enslaving them, the demon above behind that slavery, he withstood him. But the Bible said God sent what? Reinforcement. I see God sending reinforcement to you to take the rhythm of your expectation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But you have to know. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You have to know. That's why this week, don't let it just go every of your leisure time. Don't just say, okay, what should I study now? Maybe I should read Genesis. Maybe Exodus is a nice place. No. Look at that issue in your life. Hello? Pray targeted prayer. Hello? Some of us that are used to hunting. If you want to go to the bush and you want to hunt, do you just take your gun, double barrel, to the air? No! You look for the kind of animal you are looking for and target him and blast him. Uh-huh. So, what is your target this week? Hello? Do you say, okay, thank God they gave us the prayer guideline. It is just to help us through. But day by day, that's why you see that at the end of every section, I put there personal supplications where you sit down and say, oh Lord, even if you're at work, why is this child having this challenge? Lord, show me the way. And the Lord will say, yes. Crush that devil that is deceiving him or her. Why is it that my parents are not satisfied with everything I'm doing despite you saying? I'm saying, yes, Lord, and the Lord will show you. This is why they are unable to understand this. Explain it to them that this way. You understand it? Targeted prayer. Hello? Lord, how will this business go to the next level? Show me the covenant step today. What is your plan for my family this year? Show me. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Remember that Jesus also did the same thing in Matthew 26. He prayed and he got the result. You will get the result in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I said you will get results in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lastly, let's just read 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19, if you have your Bible, let's open there before we take the communion. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. Let's everybody open 1 Kings chapter 19 and in verse 5. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mando sataya gada gada. Rindo zo. Are we there?
Yes.
He said, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, talking about Elijah. He said, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise, eat.
Remember that at that time, he was having a challenge.
He was being threatened by the spirit of death and intimidation. The woman sent somebody to him and said, I will kill you. He said,
So he started running away.
And somebody will say, why is it that a man that killed almost 400 prophets of Baal, why will he run away from a woman? It simply means that we will always get to a point where we need help. Don't say, I'm a 3-in-1. You're not 3-in-1. No. You will always need help. And it is on the altar of prayer that we receive help. There are some things that God will ask you to do that, you will pretend as if you didn't hear. But on the altar of prayer, bold spirit of boldness will just come upon you. And you will do. Hallelujah. Bible said, he slept under a juniper tree. Behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coal, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. You see, did you get it?
He said, come on, eat this thing. Eat the drink. Eat the bread. After eating it, he went back to sleep. Because some people, they pray, they went back to sleep. Because there was no result.
Hallelujah. But in verse 7, he said, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time. Said, that's the second touch. And he said, and he touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he said, eat. You didn't understand why I asked you to eat before. I'm not coming here to serve you, snacks. If you are hungry, go to McDonald's. Hallelujah. Or go to Burger King. No, this is not snacks. He said, no, you don't understand what you are saying. He said, the journey is great. Eat. He was telling him that this is not ordinary food. This is empowerment to take you and to carry you through your journey. And in verse 8, he said, and he arose and he did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat or that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. You get it now. And so, it's not just about taking communion now. It's about taking it with expectations. That as I'm partaking of this communion, you remember that even Jesus, before he could be empowered to face the cross, what did he do? He took communion. Because it's not easy. Somebody has to go to Golgotha, where they put Congo on your head. You will prophesy. Say, in Jesus' name, God forbid. He will say no. I refuse. Hallelujah. But he took communion. He was empowered. As we are partaking of this communion today, I want us to stretch our hands to it. That you'll be your journey will be empowered. It will become to be great. You'll be empowered afresh. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything called weakness in your system dies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Is being replaced for strength of God in the name of Jesus Christ. As you partake of this communion today, you are empowered. You are empowered. You are empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. Your system is empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. You are empowered in the name of Jesus. As you partake of this communion today, you are empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. The blessing become real in your life in the name of Jesus. The blessing shall become real in your life. The blessing shall become real in your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. The blessing shall become real in your business. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are empowered. You are empowered. You are empowered. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are empowered. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to begin to prophesy. Begin to speak into your life. That there shall be a change. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Change for the next level. You are going to the next level. You are taking delivery of your expectations in the name of Jesus Christ. You are taking delivery of your expectations in the name of Jesus. You have been empowered in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
Bible said he was being empowered for the duration of the journey. That means he did not break down midway. You will not break down midway in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said you will not break down midway in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said you will not break down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mm. Bible said he went in the strength of that one. You will never see a place where it was written that after that one, he became weak. He was being empowered. The journey is great this year. Hello? The journey is great already. God has already declared it. He said it's our year of blessing. That blessing will show up in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by faith we partake of this communion table. And we decree that we be empowered, spirit, soul, and body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Bible says concerning the disciples, after Jesus died and resurrected, he came to talk with them. Some of them could not even recognize him. He was talking about what happened to him. They were still saying, Bible said, but he broke bread, he gave them. What happened? Bible said their eyes were open. As you partake of this communion today, what you will do that will take you to the next level of your life, you will see it this week in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That issue that has been a concern to you for ages, for years, this week results shall come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through revelation, every frustration of your life shall be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said the revelation of the truth will take you to your next level in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you partake of this communion, you are strengthened bodily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your body shall not break down in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything that represents weakness or sickness in your system, Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And when you partake of the blood of Jesus, the strength of Jesus shall be in you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every weakness is swallowed up in victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bible also says that this is the bread of the covenant. And Bible made us understand that the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. And the Lord said that you shall be great. And every of your seeds after you shall also be great. He said, through you shall all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And Bible said that as Isaac is, so are we. So we are part of the family because of salvation. So as you are partaking of this communion today, the blessing of Abraham is activated in your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Abraham never begged for bread. You will not beg for bread, mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Abraham did not die young. You will not die young, mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Abraham was not a nonentity. You will not die as a nonentity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Abraham became a transgenerational icon. That they are still talking about it today. Even those religion who doesn't believe in the ways of Abraham, they are still claiming that they want Abraham. And the Lord liveth, you shall be relevant in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We declare this table blessed in the name of the Father,
amen,
the name of the Son,
amen,
the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus
as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.